the southwestern corner of Azerbaijan is being transformed. Known by Armenians as Nagorno-Karabakh, they occupied this territory for 30 years. But war in 2020 saw the Azeris win back control of almost all of it.
We belong to this land. We came back and we found ruins. Destruction, demolished, everything demolished. Our cemeteries completely destroyed.
The ethnic Armenians that were here have gone. Their cathedral, hit by shelling, will be rebuilt, we're told. Azeri families will move here when reconstruction is finished. The Azeri government says it's investing $1.6 billion in the territories taken back from Armenian control. That includes here in Shusha, where we're overlooking the only part of Karabakh that remains under the control of ethnic Armenians, the town of Kankandi, or as the Armenians call it, Stepanakert. At least 70,000 ethnic Armenians live down there, effectively surrounded. And Azerbaijan has now installed a border checkpoint on the only road linking Stepanakert to Armenia. It's supposed to remain open under the terms of a Russian-brokered peace deal that ended the 2020 war. It had already been partly blocked for 3 months by self-styled environmental activists.
We have seen many times, on many occasions, the video footage, the facts where the Russian peacekeepers would assist, would help Armenian illegal military troops to use this road, bring some new ammunition, weapons, and as a result of this, of course, it posed very serious security concerns to the Azerbaijani government, and the Azerbaijani government decided to stop this.
Armenia says the allegations are far-fetched. In Stepanakert, the administration says it's been getting by on what little supplies are allowed through.
People have been living on minimal goods and food transported with the help of Russian peacekeepers and the Red Cross. People are living with permanent cuts of electricity and gas. We have a problem with access to medical treatment, and every day this humanitarian crisis is deepening. The checkpoint is an Azerbaijani move that further worsens the situation.
Armenia relies on Russia as a security guarantor. It believes the Kremlin hasn't been fulfilling its role. Several servicemen from both sides have been killed in clashes in recent months, and tensions are high again. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Shusha, Azerbaijan.